you, Bobby in the building.
247comedy.com. It's another Quinterview.
It's Quinn time. Q-Bomb.
This is Quinn for 247 Comedy Radio, talking today with the mother of the sexual revolution. Knock us up, the one and only Rusty Warren.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you
good.
So much.
Welcome to Paradise Hawaii.
It seems that every pious household in the 50s and 60s had a Rusty Warren record, you know, stuffed somewhere on the couch cushion that would be broken out after the kids went to bed, and you provided comic relief during such a conservative time. How do you think sex has changed from then until now?
I'm very disappointed in the young comedians today, the women. I'm very upset about their attitudes about sex today. What I really feel, there's no intimacy today. Today, I don't understand it. Hello, zip, blow, and go. I mean, hello, Charlie. What is this world? I never knew all those things when I got into show business. I knew it existed. And the only people that did it were bartenders.
Bounce your boobies, get into the swing. Bounce your boobies, the swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small.
So where do you see your influence in comedy today, especially in female comedians?
I don't like using the F word. It's not necessary to be on stage. It downgrades the look of you. I mean, I think it's, what's her name, Sarah Silverman?
Mm-hmm.
She uses it a lot. There's a lot of young comedians put themselves into that. They talk about forbidden subjects. They talk the homosexual stuff, the black stuff, the Asian stuff, the Jewish stuff. They do, but they do it in a sexual manner. They use sex as their basis. It's a very delicate line that I lived, not to cross that line and to be vulgar, to keep it where the women like me and the men like me.
Mm-hmm.
They both enjoyed the show.
If Rusty's back in town, a word to all you ladies that are wise. Your husband brings you home a small surprise. It's the thought that counts, honey, not the size. Yeah, Rusty's back in town.
Like, I was reading a story on your website about how a man came up to you once and just grabbed your boobs.
Oh, that guy.
That yeah, guy.
Well, I knocked him on his ass. It's one thing to talk about it. Well, as you know, you wouldn't want it to happen to you. I mean, if you want him to do it, you're going to let him know.
And some lady tried to shank you with a knife?
Yes.
What?
That was when I was still nobody. I was just a cocky, loudmouth woman, girl, whatever. And I just, the guy was funny, and I teased him during the show. I was at behind a piano bar at that time. I came off. I just stopped by his table to say thank you for being such a good sport. And she'd just come back from the ladies' room, I guess. And she had a little hand knife of some sort. And she said, back off or back up, bitch. I said, oh, shit, to myself. And I just put my hands in the air and walked away.
Did that happen to you a lot?
No, those are ones that you never forget.
I'm gonna get some poontang, gonna get some poontang, gonna get some poontang, gonna get some poontang. Poontang tonight.
So as far as your career overall, are you satisfied with the efforts that you put into it?
I never thought what I was doing was any more than the fun I was doing it with. I certainly didn't think I was making any marks anywhere. And I've got a lot of that coming in the last 20 years. I've kept the website open. I haven't shut it down. I go in every night and check it. I have three or four people that want my old CDs, and somebody wants a DVD or a picture or an autograph. That's the only reason I keep it open, because you can get my stuff on Amazon, for God's sakes, or eBay's and God knows where. I'm all over the internet.
What is your website?
Oh, rustywarren.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. A true broad, a dame, and a pioneer, Rusty Warren. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Quinn 247 Comedy Radio. All comedy, all the time.